Blog Talk Radio.
Hood, rich,
high class street music.
They tell me.
These bitches, they just wanna have my baby. Born in the 80s, crack baby.
Damn.
Mama, she was in the street, so guess who raised me? You motherfucking right, couldn't get it from my mama, so I got it off the block. Been working my whole life, but I ain't never punched a clock. 9 years old, I seen a nigga get shot.
Damn.
Niggas quick to run they mouth when they get jammed. Pussy ass nigga, tell it on his own fam. Same nigga that you break your neck for,
yeah.
Be the same nigga that cross you out and wet you up. Supposed to be chasing money, but you chasing bitches. Real bosses don't talk, we just sit back and listen. Stack that paper up and then make boss moves,
yeah.
She like to argue, so I sent that bitch to law school.
Keep it real with your dog no matter what.
Preach. Same bitch decline, she love you, she'll set you up.
Preach. Out here in these streets, it ain't no such thing as love.
Preach. The only thing I trust is pistol and he slug.
Preach. Real nigga shit only when I do speak.
If that nigga don't work, he a fucking leech.
Preach. I ain't got shit for a nigga. Ain't nothing in this motherfucking world free.
Preach. They got the motherfucking bass thumping.
They.
Y'all got the motherfucking trap jumping.
Dope.
Doors to the trap open, I'll sell you something.
You
hell nah, don't ask, I ain't fronting nothing.
Hell nah.
I fucked your bitch and told her I'll see you around. Dog just skipped town with 200,000. Dog just pulled an 8 in a 2-liter pop. They say dog addicted to these streets just like his pop.
Damn.
Addicted to hustling, I can't stop, won't stop,
aye.
Never hear me complain about what I ain't got,
nah.
Cause if I want it, I'ma go get it,
aye.
Yeah.
Aye.
Free my nigga,
aye.
Yo, did it,
aye.
Got paper rail tatted on your whole titty,
Empire.
Same nigga you getting high with, he really your enemy,
damn.
Every day niggas cross their partners out for Benjamin.
Your
dog
no matter what.
Same bitch decline, she love you, she'll set you up.
Preach. Out here in these streets, it ain't no such thing as love.
Preach. The only thing I trust is this pistol and these slugs.
Preach. Real nigga shit only when I do speak.
If that nigga don't work, he a fucking leech.
Preach. I ain't got shit for a nigga. Ain't nothing in this motherfucking world free.
Preach.
I don't know why I came in this club with you, girl. Don't know why I came in with these diamonds on my chain. Surrounded by bad bitches, I can't get them out my face. Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy? Is it cause a nigga cook like a professor? I don't know how you feel, can you tell me? I won't know how you feel till you tell me.
Can you tell me?
Is it cause a nigga has something
well?
Is it cause I'm a star?
Star?
It maybe could be my star status.
What about my chain and ring?
My Rolex watch, it got 50 carats.
It could be QC.
Or even maybe it's me.
It could be there for a while with flight.
Shopping in Beverly. What's on your mind? I'm not genuine.
Nah, I ain't tryna spend no time.
I know my bitch, she's so fine. But I don't know what's on her mind.
Gotta pay that cost to be a boss.
I put on my little bitch's playing golf.
Young nigga walking with Nina Ross. I'm dropping the bombs like Viet Cong.
I don't know why I came in this club with you, girl. Don't know why I came in with these diamonds on my chain. Surrounded by bad bitches, I can't get them out my face. Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy? Is it
all my bitches is busy. I'm in some vintage to vintage, smoking the Philly. Double dots and let's appear to check it, they hit it, they scratching the itch. The Florida we killin', the Florida we spittin', my nigga, you know we infinite. Living in St. Louis, I'm a lunatic. I'm a nigga, but my bitch an immigrant. I got the boot, but no trembling. I unplug you the middleman. I never leave my nigga starving. You niggas mistake me for Marvin. I got 50 bricks up in the drum, and they right next to that car.
I don't know why I came in this club with you, girl. Don't know why I came in with these diamonds on my chain. Surrounded by bad bitches, I can't get them out my face. Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy? Is it cause a nigga cook like a professor? I don't know how you feel, can you tell me? I won't know how you feel till you tell me. Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy?
Is it my looks or is it my wealth? What is it, the way that I carry myself?
Let me know, I need some help. Don't keep that secret to yourself.
Bitches be saying I'm making funny cause a young nigga got a lot of money. She looking at me like she wants something, can't give her nothing but a couple hundred. She sucked up on a nigga trying to give a nigga kisses, baby girl you trip.
I don't know how you feel, can you tell me?
I know why you came.
I know. In this club tonight.
Why?
Looking for a nigga that's gon' change your life.
Oh no, why I came. Yo.
In this club with you, girl.
With you.
Don't know why I came in with these diamonds on my chain.
Yeah.
Surrounded by bad bitches, I can't get them out my face. Cause a nigga handsome and wealthy.
Handsome.
Is it cause a nigga cook like a professor? I don't know how you feel, can you tell me?
Can you tell me?
I won't know how you feel till you tell me.
Can you tell me?
Is it cause a nigga handsome and wealthy?
Go.
Dougie, yo, told me he been on some positive shit, yeah, yeah. Lately, I just wanna show up and body some shit, yeah, yeah. Always been a little mad petition. Lately, this cash I'm getting got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit but a bitch with a badge.
All my life.
All my life.
They be trying to keep me down.
All
this time,
thought
never thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't break me, they couldn't break me.
No, no.
They couldn't take me, they couldn't take me.
No.
All my life,
all my life.
To keep me down,
I decided I had to finish, but the media called me a menace. I just sat with the mayor and politicians. I'm trying to change the image.
You can't blame my past no more. I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different.
I'm the voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still undeployed. I know a felon who trying to get void.
Child support, your only support.
For a visit, I'm going through courts.
Went to jail, they was chaining me up.
And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See how you gon' joke about stimulus, but they really had came in the clutch.
I know some kids wanna hurt themselves. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health, but
all my life,
all my life.
They be trying to keep me down,
they be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
I
never thought I'd make it out. No, no.
They couldn't take me, they couldn't take me.
No.
All my life,
all my life.
Down.
First generation ghetto nigga, cold world, hello niggas. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Niggas keep shooting up the let out. Yo, enjoy the pill, gotta get out. Cause the shit that I spit out is a cheat code, like I'm facing a Rico. And how a nigga put a hit out. And another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them by the lap, niggas, so they think they ahead of me. But I'm really in front of them now. Some of them fumbling they bags, fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself, this shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance, all pistons firing. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seeing rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard a little buddy till somebody murdered a little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name. Got a plane of tunes all day in my room. thinking, damn, this shit wicked to get their names buzzing. Some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule, if you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple, it's the principle, on any tempo, I'm invincible. Don't even rap, I just vent to you, I'd rather that than an interview. Most days, fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs stay so paid, and the only thing to kill them is old age.
All my life, they be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
never thought I'd make it out. No, no, no. All my life, they be trying to keep me down.
Breaks my heart. They ain't believing us.
We the best music.
They play themselves. Why you hating and being jealous? You could be over here embracing that love. More love, more blessings, more light. God did. You either win with us or you watch us win.
DJ Khaled.
They want to stop. Ooh. But look at us now. They count us out.
Time to say
they
a prayer.
They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't
think we bow our heads.
Oh, but I know that we need more than she did.
They just praying that I crash. Those guys, they don't wanna see you last. They take a $3 million above your tax. A tub full of money, I still can't relax. Time spinning, Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner. Conquer your five niggas. Wrong side of the position, only divine winning. Better listen when I tell you how I put time in it. Please forgive me, God did. So leave me in the dark, swimming with the sharks. Dope boy, big calm, still the biggest boss. Got a kilo on the plate, send them on the freight. Or I could go and buy a bank, I know my money's safe.
They count in the south. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is enough. Oh, yes, he did.
See me with the ring, you better play D. Nigga, God did his thing when he made me. With the eyes stacked against me, I could crack the Benchy. I know only God could judge us, I say that for Britney. They smell blood like a shark, they start acting fishy. Well, I'ma have to act a ass and they gon' have to kiss me. Please don't hate me just to hate me. Before they overrate me, they gon' underestimate me. Funeral and wake me, bury me and excavate me. But I'm so cultivating, everybody replicate me. Nigga, face facts, dreadlocks, face tats, I'm the apex. I made the culture with a twin every day back. I fucked the world and what I did, I practiced same sex. I prayed more and said less, God did the rest.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't.
It breaks my heart.
Oh, but I know God.
Where we at, go?
Yes, he did.
Where we at, go?
But I know God did.
Hope did. Please, Lord, forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched the billy until Hope did. How many billionaires can come from Hope Crib? I count three, me, A, and Ree. Bronze, a rock boy, so four technically. I left the dope game with my record clean. I turned the cocaine into champagne. I cleaned up La Madina with the same soap. Me and Loro talk about how we slang dope. Now in the weed stores, can you believe this top? I put my hustle on the floor, can you believe this guy? Then we said, fuck it. took the dope public. Out the mud, they gotta face you now. You can't make up this shit. Judging how you judge it, say we going corporate. Nah, we just corner boys with the corner office. I'm at the cap table, what the splits is. Not that cap table, boy, we live this. Breezy, what the business is. We push you 50 like fitting all. The shit is all legitimate. E was down 10 for this. We just got his 10 back, then went back like where the interest is. M light up the O3. We let y'all do the Zazas. OG for the OGs. Some you niggas out of pocket talking exotic. You barely been to the Bahamas. That's another topic. Monogram in my pocket off the red carpet. You see the face I made that night, shit is that shocking. Ours wasn't great, we even be alive. Gotta be crazy to y'all, nigga, we surprised. Shit is too much how we grew up. Shit don't even feel real to us. OG sold to those you call Kingpin. If those are drug lords, then who are we then? Hove is a real nigga's dream. My only goal to make a real nigga feel seen. Sometimes I make a fake nigga hate life. Never my intentions, the consequences of my way of life. The way we used to play with life, I'm now careful with the senses. Them only jail bars of life. I never wanted to be the state's custodian. The laws are draconian. For those married to the life, it's holy matrimonian. Somehow I outfox every box and try to throw me in. With great ceremony in. Folk in them told me how Holly Caddy spoke of him. And bloking them from London, Harrow Road, Western End. I be speaking to the souls of men. Those of them willing to die for the existence that this cold world has chose for them. Kick a snow off a frozen Tim. Back and forth on his turnpike. Really took a toll on him. A lot of fallen soldiers on these roads of sin. For those who make the laws, I'ma always have smoke for them. I got lawyers like shooters. Working pro bono for him as a favor cause I thrown them limbs. In memory of T-Law, I pray none of your people die over jail phones again. All this pain from the outside inspired all this growth within. Some new planes getting broken in. Highest elevation of the self. They the fuck around and gave the right niggas wealth. These ain't songs, these is hymns, cause I'm him. It's Psalm 151, it's the New Testament. Book of Hov. Jesus turned water to wine for Hov, it just took a stove. You never know how this shit could go. Me and Biggs probably got too big if they ain't booked that low. Hindsight is 2020. Though he's getting plenty money, looking back now this shit is funny. I just got a million off a sink, without risking a million years trying to get it out the sink. Hov big. They say they don't know me internationally, niggas on the road, dead. I see a lot of Hov in gigs. Me and me can never beef, I sweep that nigga from a Hov big. Hov dead. Next time we have a discussion, who the goat, you donkeys know this. Forgive me, that's my passion talking. Sometimes I feel like Farrakhan, talking to Mike Wallace. I think y'all should keep quiet. Breaks my heart.
Thank God did.
Come on, man.
But look at us now. Whoa. They counted us out. They didn't think that we were making up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is it. Oh, yes, he did.
You may not believe,
but I know God is.
Dougie, you told me you've been on some positive shit, yeah, yeah. Lately, I just wanna show up and body some shit, yeah, yeah. Always been a little mad petition. Lately, this cash I'm getting got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit but a bitch with a badge.
All my life, they be trying to keep me down. All this time, never thought I'd make it out. No, no, no. All my life, they be trying to keep me down. I decided I had to finish, but the media called me a menace. I done sat with the mayor and politicians, I'm trying to change the image. You can't blame my past no more, I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different. I'm the voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still undeployed. I know a felon who trying to get void. Child support, your only support. For a visit, I'm going through courts. Went to jail, they was chaining me up. And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See how you gon' joke about stimulus, but they really had came in the clutch.
I know some kids wanna hurt themselves. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health, but
all my life, they be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
never thought I'd make it out. No, no, no.
All my life, keep me down.
First generation ghetto nigga, cold world, hello niggas. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Niggas keep shooting up the let out. Yo, enjoy the pill, gotta get out. Cause the shit that I spit out is a cheat code, like I'm facing a Rico. And how a nigga put a hit out. And another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them by the lap, niggas, so they think they ahead of me. But I'm really in front of them now. Some of them fumbling, they bad. Fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself, this shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance, all pistons firing. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seeing rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard a little buddy till somebody murdered a little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching little buddy name. Got a play in his tunes all day in my room. Thinking damn, this shit wicked to get their names buzzing. Some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule, if you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple, it's the principle. On any tempo, I'm invincible. Don't even rap, I just vent to you. I'd rather that than an interview most days. Fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs stay so paid. And the only thing to kill them is old age.
All my life, they be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
never thought I'd make it out. No, no, no.
All my life,
they be trying to keep me down.
Peace, y'all. What's good? I almost didn't even want to do the show, man. That took a little bit longer than expected, but I'm never going to do that again, so that's my bad. I had someone reach out to me, and I thought they had an emergency. That wasn't the case. And they didn't understand my sense of urgency. So to them, that sounded like frustration. I was just trying to get off the phone. Yeah, so that's not going to happen again. We had a busy week. I had two consultations coming over from last week into this week. Had a couple conversations today. But honestly, y'all, my energy is just kind of, like, thrown off because, like, I'm really annoyed with the fact that, like, I try to be in a space where I can just concentrate on what it is that I want to get into as a topic and maintain, you know, just some level of, like, balance. I don't want to be bothered. I don't want to be, you get what I'm saying, doing nothing. I don't want to be in nothing. Don't call me. Don't text me. I'm busy. So, yeah, that threw my damn energy off, like, real, real bad. Like, I'm really, really annoyed. So I'm going to try to go through this. I say that honestly. Look, we've been all over the place with a lot of different things. We've been picking up with consultation, so everyone kind of feel like it's just them. So let me say this, and let me try to make sure that there's some continued evidence and record of the things that we discuss, right? So if you sign up, for example, like for a consultation, if you get a consultation right now, right this second, some of us have, you know, I guess the notion or inclination in our mind that as soon as we, you know, line something up that we should be addressed immediately. It doesn't work like that, y'all. Y'all not the only people that are out here that need assistance. And it's unfair that y'all can expect that of one person. And I'm going to stop, you know, trying to be too overly polite because I guess my intensity is just, you know, always somewhat like misguided. People interpret that in the wrong way. So I'm trying to calm down just because, like, I'm a high-energy type of person and whatever I'm invested in, I come with the energy. And I'm just tired of people just really just freaking not getting it. Beyond that, I was going to do something fun today. I don't know if I have time to do it. I'll play around with it a little bit. I was having a conversation earlier, and it prompted me to just really, like, start thinking about some of these things that I was looking at as I explained something to someone this morning. So I don't know how much of this y'all fully grasp or fully understand. There is a pandemic of recycled information, and everybody comes with their best version of that recycled information in an attempt to impress you all, members of the community. I'm telling you, where I wanted to go, it's just not going to happen. The length of the show and everything is just not going to happen. So I play around with it. So the point was today to get back to some basics for some of y'all. Not everybody, I guess, but some of y'all need the basics. So I went digging, and I wanted to go back to, like, this whole concept of birth. So I was thinking about it as I explained something to someone this morning, and I tried to tell y'all. Everyone that I've dealt with, for the most part, are truly hung up on that straw man name. You know, they don't want to part with it. They don't know why they should part with it. Mama gave it to me. It meant something. All of these different things, right? At the end of the day, that is the chain that is so-called around everyone's neck, around your throat, right? That's what keeps you bound. Man, I'm sweating like crazy. That's how much energy just came out of me, y'all. So let me do it like this. With everything that I was doing, I decided to go back to, like, some of the resources that I have captured on the computer. So for informational purposes only, start here with this one. That was too heavy, I think. All right, so let's go here. All right. Birth, y'all, birth. We're talking about birth, B-I-R-T-H. And I don't know how much y'all really know, what y'all have seen. So let's go over it. Birth. Birth here says the holy fact of being born alive. And I read that wrong. It's really the fact of being wholly born alive. What that means is, like, you can't come out in parts, bits and pieces, right? You can't have just a shoulder and a leg and saying that that child, for lack of a better term, was born alive. You can't do it like that. They won't accept that, right? They just won't accept that. So that's one definition of it. It is not, you know, me going back to, oh, I like that one right there. I got to come back to that. That's not me going back to vital statistics, like definition and shit like that. That's just, man, this thing is strong as hell. All right, birth. This one says, I don't know if I want to get into all of this, but let's get into it, right? We got to. Actually, there's one that I don't want to read yet. Birth. Okay. Oh, that's right. It's on the other side. Okay. Birth. Being born. Descent, extraction, those are the terms that they identify with birth, right? And extraction is one that is in the actual vital statistics.
Yeah.
Doing too much right now. Yeah, but that's the one that's actually in the vital record. All right. I got to make up for that little snafu. All right. Birth is also a term that is convenient. That means a convenient sea room for ships at anchor. A convenient place to moor a ship in, also a place aboard for the mess to put their chest in. I don't even know. These are some old languages. I don't know if that's right. Berthing, a term used when the sides of a ship are railed. No, raised. God. This is old English, y'all. That's funny. All right. Some of these are the same. If I open it twice. All right. Birth. In this one, it says, see. Abandon. So this is literally defined by the term abandon. So I'm not going to dig into that right this second because I still got a little bit more. Birth. See, abortion. Concealment of birth. Registration. These are different things that they're identifying as birth. All right. So birth. The statute. And they gave a statute. It is provided that the certified copies of entries purporting to be sealed with the seal of the Registrar General's office shall be evidence of the birth to which the same relate without any further or other proof of such entry. I'm going to pause right there. Birth. Birth. See, registration of birth, concealment of birth, abortion. These are the terms that are associated with birth, y'all. And then they got this. All right, so let me go back into this real quick. So I was pretty much just having a conversation explaining that not all the terms thrown around are really synonymous when it relates to this birthing concept. So the idea of someone being a child, the idea of someone being an infant, the idea of someone being a minor, the idea of someone being a baby, are terms that are, for the most part, used interchangeably. But they are not synonyms of each other, not all of them at least. Three of them have the same meaning, one doesn't. The one on your birth certificate has the same meaning as you've been treated, which is either by as an infant or a minor. But what I found interesting is, like, if y'all go back to some of the old records of these recordings, and we talked about that whole concept, right? And I'm going to go over them again briefly to just kind of persuade people to make an informed decision. Again, persuade you to make an informed decision, not to choose what to do, right? But at the end of the day, this is what it comes down to. So when you gave birth, or when a child is born, or when whatever that looks like happened, all intention, good intention, right? If we separate the registration for a second, if we separate the parents for a second, right? What happens is a child comes into this plane. When that child comes into this plane, the parents, now being tied in, initially created what they would consider a name for that child, a calling for that child, for that baby, right? For lack of a better child, for that baby. And the name was intended for the baby, but now when we incorporate the registration, the act of registering, it was stolen. See, I could never really get over, and I have to really get into this to hammer this home with y'all. I could never really get over the fact that we are taught to claim the BC as proof of, like, a certificate of title, like equivalent to that, right? And we're not perceiving it as what it is, which is just a receipt for abandoned property. So what was abandoned? Well, if you go and you pull your hospital record, which I encourage you to, for yourself, for your child, whatever the case may be, you look through it, you'll see different language in there that obviously demonstrates that you didn't know what you were signing, right? But the document wasn't, you know, ultimately what caused you to fall into the predicament that you fell into. What caused you to fall into the predicament was the fact that you did not understand that it was your property, right? So what happened? You gave birth, intended a name, they took the name, they registered it, but they registered it to the abandoned property. What was the abandoned property? The placenta. Everyone has a twin. Your twin was left behind, and they called it a foundling, by the way. And what's the term for foundling? Another term for foundling, a ward of the state. What's another term for a ward of the state? Abandoned property. Wow. A lot of y'all don't want to hear that, but that's what it is. So these terms that I'm going over explain it to you, and they tell you that you need to go see the term abandoned. Now, if you look up abandoned, it means to give up, to surrender. Ooh, there go that term again, right? To turn over, right? These are the terms that are associated with it, with abandoned. So if the BC is a receipt of abandoned property, at this stage, you probably can't get the property back, can you? So most of y'all would just what? Hold on to the receipt. All right, let me prove it to y'all because I like to do black and white. So it says here, hopefully this proves it. Let's see. It says birth. Birth is the act of being wholly brought into the world. The whole body must be detached from that of the mother. Now, in the vital statistics definition for live birth, they said the complete expulsion or extraction from the mother. All right? This is what they're describing. So they're saying complete. And this definition says the whole body must be detached from that of the mother in order to make the birth complete. A child be killed after it has wholly come forth from the body of the mother, but is still connected with her by means of the umbilical cord, it seems that such killing will be murder. Right? It seems that unless it is born alive, it is not properly a birth, but just a miscarriage. So that's one definition telling you that you can still be attached to that umbilical cord, right? But you coming out still meant that you were born alive. I'm trying to find the other ones. All right. Is this it? Here's another one. Let's see what this one says. All right, birth, the act of being wholly brought into the world, the conditions of live birth are not satisfied when a part only of the body is born. Like I told you, you can't have a shoulder and just a leg. The whole body must be brought into the world and detached from that of the mother, and after this event, the child must be alive. They said detached. Huh, let's see what detached means. The circulating system must also be changed. The child must have an independent circulation. But watch this. But it is not necessary that there should be or should have been a separation of the umbilical cord. Pay attention, y'all. They never said the umbilical cord needed to be attached. And as a matter of fact, the umbilical cord and the placenta is supposed to go with the baby. All the baby's entire existence is still in the placenta in terms of the blood and all that stuff that the baby needs in terms of nutrients and all the vitamins and everything that's in that placenta. Traditionally, these things are supposed to fall off. Like the umbilical cord is supposed to detach itself once everything is done. It's a natural procession. But we're treated like animals in a cage. You clip this, tuck that, keep this, discard that, right? But it's all trickery. Pay attention. They just said that it doesn't mean that the umbilical cord needs to be separated. That may still connect the child with its mother. The umbilical cord may still connect the child with its mother. And yet the killing of it will constitute murder. Now, I just read the same definition, just from two different times. Right? So see how these things change, right? Now you don't get any of these definitions. Is there one more? I think that was the last one, right? Oh, here, no, I think I read this one to you all the way. Oh, this one I didn't go into. So crazy, these things tell y'all exactly what you need to do, right? I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to do it just because I had a bad start to the show, and I'm a little bit annoyed because I wanted to get started promptly today, and it didn't happen. So I'm going to reread this one to y'all, and I'm going to go into it because this one is crazy. So the reason why y'all struggle with a lot of the things that y'all struggle with is because we don't know, right, how we're supposed to do certain things. Like I heard a story of someone who, you know, had a childbirth event and contacted their family member who was an attorney, and they came through and this person didn't have to do this and didn't have to do that. You know what I mean? They took certain measures. And it's crazy to me that I'm actually reading this shit in black and white. This is what I don't want to read right now, but it's in black and white. You know, I was puzzled, like, man, what do you do? You got to circumvent. And it, you know, by the parties that were present, I already knew what they were doing, but to see it in black and white is confidential. All right? So there is an issue they have, and this is what a lot of people face, because they want to make it a misdemeanor for you to conceal a birth, right? It's punishable with imprisonment for any term not exceeding 2 years with or without hard labor. Look at that shit. This is old school talk right here. Right? Old school talk. Can I drop this on y'all so that y'all can just enjoy yourselves? So this whole definition right here says, by the statute, so I'm going to skip over that, it is provided that the certified copies of entries, right, that's what y'all get. Y'all get certified copies purporting to be sealed with the seal of the registrar shall be evidence of the birth. This is what it used to be. To which the same relates without any further or other proof of such entry. That's crazy. Except they still tell you that you must provide an affidavit accompanying the extract as proof of the birth. Now, what affidavit is that y'all supposed to be adding to the BC? These people crazy. But I don't encourage y'all to do that, right? Because that's just something that, if you don't know what you're doing, it's going to trap you. Right? But it's cool, though, that they have it in black and white, that you must have this to accompany it, right? The next track. So it says registrations of births. They talk about abortions for birth, right? I don't know if I read this one. Yeah, I think I did. Yeah, I did. That's miscarriage. Okay. Yeah, I think that's all of them that I had on here. But what I wanted to go into was some of the codes that nobody else was doing for your individual states. Yeah, that's it. I'm not going to pull up the rest of these terms. I am going to go to this real quick. On a side note, while I was looking up this whole concept of birth, trying to dig a little bit deeper, I came across this term, B-I-T-C-H, and I was like, I never seen this before. You know, normally you see a beast, a female dog, and stuff like that. But this says, this word does not import whoredom. It doesn't mean that you're a whore. That's what it just says. This word does not import whoredom and is therefore not slanderous when applied to a woman. Look how far we fall. All right? Now we can say it emphatically and it means this. Now, again, we can't turn back the hands of time because now we meant it like the derogatory way, right? But I'm just saying in the past, that's not what it meant. It was never a slander. Yeah, but that's it for me, y'all, because I got thrown off. So I'm not going to dig up a whole bunch of stuff. I don't have too much time. But I wanted to just kind of provoke thoughts. If you're not the child, why do you keep using its name? Just saying. I'm not taking no calls. Yeah, that's it for me, y'all. I'm going to tap out, man. I appreciate y'all. Talk to y'all later, too. I'm beyond annoyed right now.